The Traveler's Journal, January 7th. Unfolding the History of Highway Maps. Few developments had more impact on the last century than the automobile. The roads built to support vehicular traffic profoundly changed and are still altering the American landscape from sea to shining sea. Highway maps are a record of that evolution. By 1900, the United States had developed extensive networks of river and rail, but a relatively poor system of roads. Bicyclists were the first to lobby for the development of better land routes between cities, but the growing population of automobile owners certainly added clout to their case. Since early routes had neither name nor number, motorists traveled with automobile blue books that described every bend and bump in the road. As named routes like the Lincoln Highway, an old Spanish trail, were marked with color-coded poles, maps were drawn to provide club members with detailed directions. In the 1920s, officially designated state routes began to emerge into a rudimentary highway system, and publishers like Rand McNally began printing motorist maps. The oil companies quickly realized colorful road maps were great promotional items and began distributing them for free. By the time Exxon issued the last free road map in the mid-1980s, more than $5 billion had been given away. In addition to detailing the growth of a nation, their elaborate cover art captures 50 years of American culture. Too bad no one figured out a better way to fold a 5-foot square piece of paper back down into glove compartment size. For highway information on the Information Highway, check the website of the Roadmap Collectors of America. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.